This is Dr. Patadia dictating the consult on Natalie Scott. Last name S for Sam, C for Charlie, O, T for Tom, T for Tom. First name Natalie, N for Nancy, A for Apple, T for Tom, A for Apple, L for Larry, I for India, E for Europe. Today's date is July 18, 2024, period new paragraph. She's a 60-year-old female patient who is referred due to abnormal coronary calcium score and history of shortness of breath on walking half to 1 mile on a street with some uphill and some downhill period. She has been doing this walking for last 1 month, at 3 days a week, and she says she would get short of breath walking 1 mile on a horizontal ground period. She would get short of breath on walking 2 flights of stairs period. No history of chest pain, comma, chest tightness, comma, chest heaviness, or a chest discomfort period. 3 months ago, she had a dizziness on getting up from supine position period. For last 1 month, she has been having some cough with expectoration, which now looks like slowly getting better period. No history of syncope period, no history of palpitation or edema of feet period, no history of bleeding tendency period, no history of any GI problem, G capital period, I for India capital period, problem period. The paragraph past history of hypertension and hypercholesterolemia, and she's not on treatment. At this moment, she's taking some supplements and non-medical treatment period. No history of diabetes, coma, cerebrovascular accident, or myocardial infarction period. The history of bronchial asthma when she was young and many years ago, but none in last 10 to 15 years period. No history of rheumatic fever, coma, scarlet fever, coma, tuberculosis, coma, kidney or liver problem, period. New paragraph. Allergy, none, period. She says that in 2006, while having hysterectomy, she was given penicillin and it did not agree with her. But she did not have any definite allergic reaction to penicillin, period. Now the new paragraph, menstrual history, hysterectomy in 2006, period, ovaries were not removed, period. New paragraph, social history, she quit smoking 4 months ago, period. Prior to that, 1 to 2 cigarettes a day for about 10 years, period. She has been taking coffee 2 to 3 cups a day, but 3 months ago, she decided to stop taking coffee, period. And she also quit smoking 4 months ago, period. She takes alcohol occasionally and mostly socially, period. The new paragraph, family history. Father died at the age of 72 years due to congestive heart failure, period. Mother is alive at the age of 83 years, period. A 58-year-old sister has a thyroid problem, period. New paragraph. On exam, patient is alert, conscious, and cooperative, period. Pupil equal and react to the light, period. No pallor, cyanosis, or clubbing, period. no JVP, edema, calf tenderness, Hohmann sign, lymphadenopathy or thyroid enlargement, period. The peripheral pulses are well felt and equal except both pedal pulses, which are 1 by 4, period, no carotid, bruit, period, no obvious skin problem detected, period, new paragraph. The blood pressure in both superior extremity 146 over 94 millimeters of mercury, period. New paragraph. Cardiovascular system exam. BMI in the left 15th intercostal space within mid-clavicular line, normal in character, period. Patient has a resting tachycardia with the heart rate 100 beats per minute, period. S1 and S2 are normal, period. There is an ejection systolic leak, period. No significant heart murmur noted, period. No S3 and no S4, period. New paragraph. Respiratory system exam. Air entry is equal on both sides, period. There are no RALs or ronchi, period. New paragraph. Alimentary system exam. There is no organomegaly, period. There is no guarding or rigidity, period. New paragraph. CNS, no gross focal neurological deficit noted, period. New paragraph. The other system, grossly within normal limit, period. New paragraph. The EKG done today shows normal sinus rhythm with sinus tachycardia and heart rate 104 beats per minute, period. No significant abnormality is noted in the EKG, period, new paragraph. On June 21, 2024, patient had a coronary calcium score, period. The score was 86.8, period. Left anterior descending artery with 47.79 and right coronary artery with 38.49, period. On June 21st, 2024, patient LDL cholesterol, L for Larry, D for David, L for Larry cholesterol, 174 milligram percent, period. So in view of above finding, patient was advised to take rosuvastatin after about 10 days at 20 milligram POHS, because next week she is going on vacation for 4 days. Period. So advised to take rosuvastatin after coming back home, period. In the meantime, due for her high blood pressure, she was advised to take carvedilol, C for Charlie, A for Apple, R, V for Victor, E for Europe, D for David, I for India, L for Larry, O, L for Larry, carvedilol 6.25 milligram POBID due to higher blood pressure and resting tachycardia, period. Pros and cons of above medications were explained to the patient, period. She was also explained in detail the meaning of coronary calcium score and what it represents. R, E, P for Peter, R, E, S for Sam, E for Europe, N for Nancy, T for Tom, S, period. New paragraph. The plan is to do echocardiogram in view of shortness of breath on exertion and stress test to evaluate for any significant coronary artery disease, period. Pros and cons of above workup were explained to the patient, which she understood well and she agreed, period. She had no further questions, period. New paragraph. Initial impression number one. Shortness of breath on mild to moderate exertion. Number two, um, Number two, hypertension not controlled. Next line, number three, coronary artery disease. Next line, number four, possible cardiomyopathy. Next line, number five, possible mitral wall prolapse. Next line, number six, hypercholesterolemia, period. Number seven, past history of bronchial asthma when she was young, period. Next line. Number eight, history of hysterectomy in 2006, period. Ovaries were not removed, period. The consult over, thank you. This is Dr. Patadia.